was just, you mean the corn?
No, the hay.
Oh, well, cut it and then rake it. And you'd buck rakes to bucket the stationary hay balers and bale it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all was baled, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Did your dad ever talk about piles of hay out in the field, little piles?
Yeah.
What did he call these?
Call them cocks.
Uh-huh. How about corn when that was piled up out in the field?
Well, we never piled any in the field ourselves.
Uh-huh. Did your dad ever talk about this?
I don't believe that. I remember.
How about oats? Were they ever?
Shocks.
Shocks of oats.
Mm-hmm.
Were there dairy farmers here when you were a boy?
Yes.
Was this an industry of any size?
No, they just locally, they just served the people in the town. That's the way it used to always be, just local areas to serve
uh-huh.
areas in the immediate town.
Did you have any special place around the barn where you fed your stock?
Yeah, had what we call horse troughs and hog troughs and hog feeders, self feeders.
Uh-huh. And then other than that, they were just fed in the lots, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mangers, hay mangers.
Uh-huh. Was there one central lot around the barn, or?
No, they were now separated for different stocks there.
Uh-huh. What kind of fences did you have?
Mostly hog wire and barbed wire.
Uh-huh. And this was fastened to what?
Post.
Uh-huh.
Wood post. Uh-huh.
Any special wood?
Most of them Bodart.
That's pretty good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's...
How did you get the wire on there? Did you wire it on? Or?
Staple it on, but you'd have to restaple it about every year. They'd work out.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times you'd get around tying it on.
Uh-huh. Come to that eventually, huh?
Yeah.
How'd you get your staples in?
Oh, with a hammer. You can drive them in them all.
Hit them a belt and let them go, huh?
Yeah.
What would you call this fence out in the back of the house here, this white one that's made out of wood?
Picket.
And the boards on that are what?
Oh, we call those some of them call them slats, and the others are, I don't remember the name we call those.
I know some people call them pickets, and some people call them palings, and some people just call them boards.
Yeah.
Or slats. Did they ever make wooden fences here?
Very seldom, other than just around yards.
Uh-huh. But this wasn't common at all in the fields, huh?
No, no. I have seen those rail fences made around horse and mule lots.
How'd they make them?
With just almost regular posts, and then they'd cross them one way and then back the other way. And, uh-huh.
Like this, and then at the intersection they'd have two posts driven?
Mm-hmm.
What was that called?
Rail fence.
Uh-huh. I know in some parts of the state they make what they call a post and rider with an X like this and a bar across the top.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any trouble with stones or rocks in your fields?
No.
And how about in the uplands here, or up on the hills?